Okay, let's jump straight into ternary logic's really technical framework. The Sustainable Capital Allocation Mandate, or SCAM as they call it. Our mission here for this deep dive is really to pull out the core idea from the sources, which seems to be, well, that SCAM wasn't set up for, you know, moral reasons, but purely out of necessity for their own long-term survival, their institutional resilience, and just strict financial discipline. It's about staying afloat.
Exactly. That's the key takeaway. For ternary logic, these sustainability controls, they're not optional extras. They're seen as absolutely non-negotiable risk governance.
Non-negotiable.
Yeah. If they don't enforce them, they genuinely believe they risk, well, undermining the stability of their whole financial ecosystem. It's really a risk mitigation tool, a firewall almost, protecting the balance sheet over decades.
Okay, that makes sense as a concept. But how does, say, ignoring climate risk translate directly into a financial stability risk, like an immediate danger? How do they quantify that?
Yeah. Well, their view is that failing to bring these long-term environmental and social risks into the calculation, it lets localized problems sort of spread, fester and spread until they become systemic.
Right, they metastasize.
Yeah, exactly. They're specifically trying to head off something they call pecuniary externalities.
Pecuniary externalities. Mm-hmm. It sounds a bit complex, maybe just for basic risk management. Mm-hmm. How are these different from, you know, standard market risk we already recognize?
The crucial difference is how they spread. These are costs that are often deliberately kept off today's balance sheets, which, you know, artificially pumps up asset values right now.
Okay.
But when those future costs, think remediation, regulatory changes, climate impacts, tech becoming obsolete when they suddenly do hit the books, they cause violent price corrections. That's the tragedy of the horizon scenario they talk about. The whole market wakes up to the real liability all at once. Boom. Widespread financial stress. Mm. So SCAM is designed to force capital allocation to actually account for those future costs up front, making it prudent, responsible, which honestly is just part of modern fiduciary duty now anyway.
Okay, so if the stakes are that high systemic stability, how does TL actually enforce this? You can't just like send a memo to stop a massive transaction, right?
Right. No memos. They use something much more decisive, a non-discretionary risk pause called the epistemic hold. Or sometimes they call it the zero state.
Epistemic hold, zero state.
Yeah. It's basically an automated computational freeze. It just locks up the capital movement instantly if certain very objective key risk indicators, KR rise, are breached. No debate.
And the sources mentioned TL set, what, four clear lines in the sand?
Yeah.
For triggering that zero state, what are those specific triggers?
They're purely objective quantitative. First, deal size. If the capital scale or CS is over $500 million USD, that's one.
If I've read Dell.
Second, the time horizon TH. If it's longer than 15 years, that automatically requires a full life cycle assessment.
Right. LCA mandated.
Third, the externality risk level score, the ERL score. If that goes above 7, which is their critical band for built up off balance sheet risk. And finally, pretty simply, if the required documents, the proofs, are missing, or if there's a conflict in them, the system's output is binary, plus one commit, so approval or ruin refusal, and that gets written straight to their immutable ledger.
But hang on, a system like that needs a ton of data, right? LCA reports, emissions data, supply chain details, stuff that's usually highly confidential, trade secrets. How do they guarantee it's objective, auditable, but also protect that sensitive business info?
Yeah, that's where the tech architecture gets really interesting. So the compliance proofs use standardized data formats, sure, but they're anchored to that immutable ledger using cryptographic hashes.
Creating an audit trail.
An uncompromisable audit trail, exactly. But for the privacy part, they use this really sophisticated combination. Zero knowledge proofs, ZKPs.
DKTET.
Combined with something called the ephemeral verification key, or ERK protocol.
So wait, does that mean the system can prove something is compliant without actually seeing the sensitive data itself?
That's precisely it. The zero-knowledge proof lets the system computationally verify that a statement is true, like, say, proving emissions are definitely below a certain threshold without ternary logic ever needing to access the underlying sensitive inputs.
Like the factory's energy use figures or cost structures.
Exactly. That proprietary data is never revealed to TL. The mathematical proof of compliance is all that matters to the system. And the sensitive input data. It's essentially discarded after verification.
Wow. Okay. That's a really remarkable way to operationalize risk control. So SCAM forces capital to be accountable through objective tech, tying those non-financial externalities directly to capital requirements, all to stop systemic failure.
And that link is everything. The enforcement is purely computational. It's driven by cold, hard financial survival logic, not ideology or shifting politics. That ensures the discipline sticks, even when leadership changes over generations.
And it really leaves you with the provocative thought, doesn't it? For the whole financial world, really. What does it mean when market stability starts depending not on policy tweaks or trust, but on, well, on immutable mathematical proof that you've actually managed the risk?